Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I want you to listen closely to this message of this hour.
Me ho we ka bo dan he nyeno mana.
We want to bring this message from the Bible.
Ma akpori nyeno ma be no hwan.
I want to talk about the authority that Jesus gave to we Christians as believers.
Ya re gwa kan e pa e tinu no nya ma ri eni ma ma ni ya e ma ya yi.
I preached this before.
You know, Kaona, Kagwan Kaere, no better.
This time I want to give you some Bible verses that you can rest upon.
Renani, I mean, you know, Kai, Ave, Yesu, no way I met him with Tinya.
The Bible is the truth.
I be no why or a matter.
And how do we Christians, how do we evangelists, how do we use the Bible verses?
Mana, Deveni, my Lue, I will find in a nonya, Gwenyoto.
And that is what I want to teach you.
Only in me ama we na.
I want to teach you how you can use the word of God.
Me ama we be nwa ya lu e me no nya ma he.
All the promises that God gave in the Bible.
Abe nyani ni no nya you no can be no ho
eh. They are for you. Oh
we no ke ka o me.
All those promises we are to believe them.
Abe nyani o heke ni ma ya yi.
If you read your Bible,
when at you be no one,
and you see in the Bible,
una mi be no one,
God gave a promise to Israel.
Eno nya na nya nya da in Israel.
Or he gave a promise to Abraham.
O na nya nya da Abraham.
Or to any of the prophets.
O ave akaseni.
That is actually telling you
oni riema
that if you walk with God the same way,
una gwe no nya akia be ni eni be gwe akia.
The same promise is automatically for you.
Enyani owe we no.
God does not need to come down and speak to you about the same thing.
Enonya e have a day no we gbe egun aka epa oni ni we kan gwa ka.
What he told them then?
Emi no gwin agun ege no gbera,
which was recorded and written in the Bible for us today.
Eni have gbe yoto no nima
is for you also and for me now.
Owe no kekori me.
The Bible said,
God
is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Oh, sir, oh, ye okpa no no gbera be no ro no be dire.
All the promises he gave in the Bible,
ave nya here no nya be no one.
You and me begin to walk with God the same way.
Mana agwe no nya ma hia be rio.
We can claim the same promises.
Ave nya ni ogima ha be ano.
It's no respecter of persons.
If
you believe his word in the Bible,
una ya ibe na gbe ibe no wa,
and you listen to what I'm going to teach you today,
una dan we him ni me ama o e na,
you give your life to Jesus Christ,
una de ko we ni Jesus Christ,
and let Jesus Christ's blood wash you clean.
O get sagin Jesus ku we hu.
Once you begin to follow Jesus,
then
you are also a believer. And
these
same signs will follow you.
That is the sign
that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
It's
not just to some preachers and some great prophets
somewhere.
It is for you, market woman.
When I not work here, where we know where
it is for you, students.
Where we know when on your school.
I say it's for everybody.
Okay, man, here we know.
I'll give you another testimony in a moment.
Yeah, you know, kind of nobody's.
Let me read it to you in Mark chapter 16.
Verse
16 to 18.
This is,
this was Jesus speaking.
Jesus Christ, okay, agwan e wana.
He said, he that believeth,
awo wana ya yi,
and is baptized shall be saved.
Ana samene o amimie fa.
But he that believeth not shall be damned.
Awana ma ya yi ofun ana no wani.
And these signs shall follow them that believe.
Awe arie mana halele wana ya yi.
Listen to that closely.
Where Dawe honey say,
he said, the signs shall follow them that believe.
Awe ariye mana lile mani yaji.
It doesn't say we follow only the leaders of them.
Ama awe ave mani ni Yosef unya ni ya yopa lele.
If you are just a 10-year-old that listen to me and you believe.
Awa mo pugbe weki wena yo salo bwayi.
And you go ahead and do what Jesus Christ says you should be doing.
Una lele vene Jesu Christi ta eni.
These signs will follow you.
Awe ariye mana lele weki ya.
If you are a very old man.
Awe manokyo ma weki.
And you believe.
Una yayi.
And you go ahead to do all that Jesus Christ said you should be doing.
Una webe ne Jesu Christi ka wonuwe.
These signs will follow you.
Ari e mana lelu ekia.
Whether a man or a woman.
Owena pe ona oku lelu ekia
o. What are these signs?
Bo ari e mana here.
Let's read on.
Imati ekia o.
He said in my name.
Awebe ni e.
That means in the name of Jesus.
Be ni Jesu Christi.
So that is the name that is given to mankind.
O e ni nari e ne mana agbon ni rin.
Whereby we must be saved.
Imana mi mi efa.
That is the name that every knee bow to in heaven.
O ni e ni no e ne here igwe ara bunre.
That is the name that evil spirits bow to.
O ni e ni ne ave ori e bebi ahon ya
ile. That is the name that every sickness is bow to.
E ni ni a okwe mi ame hi egbere.
He said, in my name,
Venia,
shall they cast out devils.
My huesufua.
So you will be able to cast out devils in the name
Be
of Jesus.
Man, fwa Jesu
he said, they shall speak with new tongues.
Ma ave azu nuove, nuove ni Jesu Christi.
Amen.
Amen.
That means Jesus will give you Holy Spirit. It is the Holy Spirit that gives us this new tongue that we speak.
Oh, you know why? Already attaining the money, my eyes do not money.
Hallelujah!
Praise God!
I want you to know that.
My own way.
The Holy Spirit is for every believer.
Oh, you know why? Okay, my I know.
So if you are not having the Holy Spirit,
do well. Oh, you know why?
Are you a believer?
Oh, me yeah, you work here.
And if you say you are a believer,
una well me yeah, you work here.
And yet you don't have the Holy Spirit.
Oh, you know why?
Maybe you need to ask.
Okay, we know.
Because he that asketh receive it.
No.
And he went further. Let's read on. He said, they shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. You hear that?
We honia.
What do you fear?
They know where mohai.
What do human beings fear?
They
what kill people? People are afraid of serpents, physical serpents. People are afraid of spiritual serpents like witches and wizards. People are afraid of poison from enemies.
Said,
if you take up serpents, it shall not hurt you. That means if serpents just bite you by chance, and you believe Jesus,
una Jesu Christi,
and you quote this Bible verse,
una tave ne nonya egbon yoto,
that serpent's poison shall not hurt you.
O bi ore nyene no lawe gbe iwo emi ropa.
You say, give me an example.
Oma umetu gweni we give me mawe.
I will tell you an example.
Yeah, di give me mawe.
Because the Bible is complete. The Bible is not just full of promises that he cannot keep. He gave us examples right here. For example, in the book of Acts of the Apostles, chapter 27, we were told that Apostle Paul was beaten by a snake.
Apostle Natia Paul,
it was in chapter 28. He said, and when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks,
Paul siave ran koko.
That was Acts of the Apostles, chapter 28, verse
3.
Paul was trying to kindle some fire for because it was so cold. And he gathered some bundles of sticks and laid them on the fire. And there came a viper out of the heat.
And
fastened on his hand.
Ona balobo.
see, when this viper came out of the burning fire, the first thing he saw was the hand of Paul, and he bite it.
And the
villagers in those places, they know that those vipers are very poisonous. They were expecting Apostle Paul to fall down dead any moment. And they were wondering why Paul could suffer this same calamity in a moment like this. Because Apostle Paul and some of the people just escaped from the destruction of their ship on the sea.
Paul ke kare ni mani ave mani na gbani ni ye ni aye okun gba yan na mu ya de ya ke wa mi e ebi eso wo weze yan ma wulo.
And in verse 5,
Apostle Paul,
he shook off the beast into the fire and felt no harm.
I'll
be the loop when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. That is, these villagers, they were expecting Apostle Paul to fall down dead anytime from now. They were talking to themselves, that, don't this man know what this serpent is? Doesn't he know that this is a very poisonous snake? He was not even asking for help. And the Bible said Paul felt no harm. After they have looked for a while, and they wonder that this man saw no harm, then they changed their mind and said he must be a god. I just gave an example of serpents, physical serpents biting somebody. But we don't tempt God. We don't go ahead looking for serpents to carry just for testing. God gave those promises to protect his people. Because God knows what human beings fear most. Human beings, they fear poison from some enemies. And that serpent was also a sample of anything that can harm you, at you, from hurt you, from any natural consequence. That is why he said even a serpent will not be able to hurt you. And Jesus Christ went further.
He
said, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Did you hear that? Jesus Christ gave you power to heal the sick right there. This science is for every believer. I'm telling you that there is authority for believers.
You
wonder, why are not people doing that right now? Why are people in the churches not doing these things that I just quoted?
For
one thing, many of them don't even know these things. And those, some of them that know, are so afraid of these evil things, and they don't try to do it. But the Bible said the just shall live by faith. Let's look at some other promises Jesus gave to Christians. I said these promises are for you and for me. You are to believe it. And in the time of trouble, you are to quote these Bible verses. You use these Bible verses in prayer. That's how we use it. You tell God what He has said in His word.
And
that is what you are using to have confidence to ask Him to do this thing. Just like everybody has to obey God's word. Do you know God Himself obeys His own word? That is why you have to quote it to God in your prayer. And you have to quote it to the devils that are causing sicknesses also in prayer. Let me give you another example here. I was in Nigeria was some time ago. And I spoke to one lady. I taught her about the Bible. And she believed.
Okay, Yaji.
And she began to believe the word of God and to use it. She started using prayer to pray for her children so that they get well. This lady threw away all her juju and all her shams.
And
this lady was formerly a Muslim. But when she knew about what I told her about Jesus, and she believed, she started practicing using those Bible verses and praying to Jesus
straight.
And she gave me this testimony. She said one time, one of her neighbors, where she was near our shop, one of our neighbors was sick. And this neighbor was so sick that she was not able to do her work. And this my sister passed by and she saw this lady, this woman. And she asked her what is the matter. And this woman told her that she was having this problem, this sickness. And this my sister, she told her that if you believe, I can pray for you. And the woman that she was going to pray for was also a Muslim. But when she told her that she had been taught by one brother of hers how to pray through Jesus, that it works.
That
this name of Jesus, it works. That is Jesus that we should really be worshipping.
Jesus.
This woman allowed her to pray for her. Anyone that is sick, if you see help, you will allow help. So this my sister prayed for her. Not a long prayer, just a short prayer. And immediately, this woman commented that she was healed. She was healed.
Okay.
And she, some days later, this other woman saw another friend of hers. Who was sick of another sickness. And she was also complaining. And she told her this other friend of hers.
That
this sister of mine prayed for her. Why don't you come and meet her? She might pray for you also. I'm talking of market women that did not go to seminary.
And
she brought her other friend to my sister, and she prayed for her also, and she was
healed.
I'm talking of, these are the people that couldn't even read the Bible themselves. They were simply relying on what I told them that the Bible said. And that is what I'm telling you also right now. I said, Jesus is no respecter of persons. Just as he answers my prayer, he is ready to answer yours
also.
He wants me to teach you how to pray to him. Isn't Jesus very good?
Jesus Christ,
he didn't just say you should be looking for one prophet for to pray for you. He didn't say all of you should gather in the house of one prophet so that prophet can be praying for you. No, sir. He has sent we prophets to tell you how to pray for yourself. If any other preacher or prophet is doing something different, they are not doing the thing of Jesus. Jesus said, freely have we received, freely we should give it to you.
Jesus Christ,
what did he say we should give to you?
They not when he marry anywhere.
Not only to pray for you. He wants us to teach you how you could pray for yourself. Pray to him directly. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And when you know how to pray, you will talk to Jesus yourself. And he's right there with you. He wants to answer your prayer.
Directly.
Because there is only one God.
And
only one mediator between God and man. And that mediator is the man Christ Jesus. You don't need another third mediator between you and Jesus.
He
just wants me to teach you how you should pray to him.
And
that's what I want to tell you. You are to believe these Bible verses.
You have to use
these Bible verses to pray for yourself.
You have to
quote these Bible verses to Jesus in prayer.
You
are to believe that you have authority over devil. And you are to use your authority to command the devil. Jesus Christ is listening and he is watching everything. And he
is
seeing that devil, he expects that devil to obey you because he said so. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
In the book of Luke chapter 10, verse 19. Look at another promise Jesus gives to you. Jesus talking to you directly. You have to believe that he is telling you this himself. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by enemies hurt you. I'm saying Jesus is all power. Don't you listen to what I'm saying? Understand what I'm telling you. The one that has all power in heaven and on earth has given you authority. And he's saying that just go ahead and use this authority and don't be afraid. He is saying to you, Jesus is saying to you,
Jesus Christ,
that nothing shall by any means hurt you. He said, you go ahead and tread upon those witches and wizards. Those are the people represented as serpents and scorpions in that verse. He said, and over all the power of the enemy. He said, nothing shall by any means hurt you. I'm saying Jesus is the one that is washing you over you.
Jesus Christ,
he's saying no devil dare to hurt you. Because Jesus Christ has destroyed their father, the devil. The Bible said Jesus Christ has made a show of them openly. Jesus Christ is the head of all principalities and powers. And he is the Almighty God. And he's not just way down there in heaven, he's right here with you now. That is what you have to believe. And these are promises of God for you. In the book of Isaiah, let me read this to you also. Chapter 54. From verse 15 to 17. I'm telling you, Jesus Christ has given you power and authority. And there are many other Bible verses like that in the Bible. You are to read the Bible and search them out. All those promises, they are for you to use. And to rest your mind on them. And not to be afraid anymore. All you need to do is to repent from your sin and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ and believe that Jesus is with you always and withdraw yourself from any sin. Keep yourself pure. And Jesus Christ said he is going to send his angels to watch over you. In the book of Psalms 91, it's full of promises of God for you. And let me give you this final one.
When you know Canada,
for you to rest your mind upon. This is God himself talking in this Bible verse to you.
The
book of Isaiah chapter 54. Verse 16.
He
said, God said, behold, I have created the blacksmith. That blowed the coals in the fire. And that bringeth forth an instrument for his work. And I have created the waster to destroy. But no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against thee in judgment shall thou condemn. So don't be afraid anymore. God said your righteousness is of him. Let me pray for you. Jesus, give the people that are listening confidence now. Let them believe in you and not be afraid anymore. In the name of Jesus Christ. Write to me.
Write to Evangelist Julius Ade, Gospel Distribution Ministry. If you have access to the internet, our web address is www.gospeldistribution.org. You have to spell that one out, gospeldistribution.org. Gospel distribution is one word. www.gospeldistribution.org, and you can send us email on the internet. Our email address is webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, webmaster@gospeldistribution.org, and you can also read all our literature on the internet freely. God bless you, and see you, we see you again next time, in Jesus' name.